Proclamation number 8631 of 30th of September, 1963. God knows from eternity the will of creatures. I foresaw everything. I knew how both the spiritual beings would decide in free will, but how I also know about the will of man from eternity, how long it resists me. But this knowledge did not prevent me from carrying out the plan of deification of the beings created by me, because I likewise foresaw that I would one day reach the aim which I set myself when I created spiritual beings out of my love. But I will never touch the free will of my creatures, and whether they still keep away from me for so long, because for me there is no concept of time, because in eternity everything is just fleeting moments, what you men regard as periods of time of endless long duration. But you men, who still keep away from me, who are still imperfect, for you the concept of time still applies, and that is so long until you have perfected yourselves again, until you have changed to your original being, where all limitations are abolished. And so long your lot is also not to be called happiness, because in this time until your perfection you must suffer. The aim, which I set for me when I created you, must be reached by you yourselves. Your free will must strive for it, and as this is often very long opposed to me, I must use means, which lead to the giving up of resistance. And one such means is often suffering, suffering where the human being recognizes his own weakness and feels the need to lean on a being which will help him. Then an approach to me comes about which then also leads to the aim, the complete union, with me. The plan of deification of the beings created by me also prevented me from preventing the beings' apostasy from me, for this deification had to be accomplished by the being itself in free will, and since it relinquished its perfection, in which I had created the being, it had to accomplish a great work, to work itself up again from the abyss to the height, but to then reach the highest degree of perfection, which its will itself had to strive for. Thus it was not forced to do so by me. This freedom of will alone is the decisive thing, if I want to have completely free, most perfect beings next to me, who now are and will remain true gods, because they have completely become my image. I can do anything, there are no limits to my power, yet I myself cannot violate the law of eternal order, which is founded on deepest love and most radiant wisdom. I therefore could not create beings without free will, because I can only let perfection come into being, but free will belongs to perfection. And again these beings now also had to prove their divinity, that they therefore also kept their perfection in free will and completely made my will their own, and therefore through this also remained in perfection. They therefore also had to have the possibility to direct their will wrongly, because there were no beings held under compulsion by me. And every being put out by me to make this decision, and I knew about the success of this test of will. But since nothing is impossible for me, I use the most different means, which my wisdom recognized as good and effective, and which always only have my love as reason to make all my creatures immeasurably happy. So I also overlook the spiritual state of my creatures at any time, and therefore also know when drastic changes or upheavals are necessary to again continue the faltering process of return. And time plays no role for me, because as soon as the being has reached the state of perfection where the concept of time no longer exists, it also sees this long time of ascent only as a short moment and is happy to have overcome it. It then also stands again in brightest knowledge, and therefore it also knows that the law of eternal order demands such a change back, if the being wants to reach the highest perfection. The adoption as a child of God wants to reach. Then it will praise and glorify me and give me all its love, and then it will also again be unlimited happy, as it was in the beginning. Amen.